This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Election Commission to use local materials for March 5 House election. Over 1 million sample ballots distributed to districts for voter education. Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal says Nepal aims to exit FATF grey list within a year through collective reform efforts. Winter rains and snowfall bring relief to farmers, boost in food and cash crop production expected. And US and Iran exchange warnings as US naval forces arrive in region. Now, the news in detail. Members of the National Assembly have criticized four former ministers of the incumbent government who were assigned to oversee the election processes for deciding to contest in the upcoming polls. Speaking at a special session of the Upper House on Tuesday, lawmakers said the ministers had deviated from their responsibilities by entering the electoral race, raising serious moral and credibility concerns about the government. Meanwhile, yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly unanimously approved a proposal to send the Intangible Cultural Heritage Conservation Bill 2081 to the Legislative Management Committee for clause-wise discussion. Likewise, the Assembly also received the annual reports of the Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee and the Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee for the fiscal year 2081-82. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for Monday, February 2nd at 1:15 p.m. The Election Commission has adopted a policy of using locally produced materials as much as possible for the upcoming House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5. According to Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, the move aims to make the election more economical and transparent while encouraging local products. A total of 51 types of materials will be used in the election, of which 37 are being procured from provinces and districts through a decentralized process. The remaining 14 items are being procured at the central level, with most purchases handled by the sole trading company. The commission said that only new materials worth 67.5 million rupees have been purchased, while most election materials are being reused. Meanwhile, the election commission has distributed sample ballot papers to all districts to support voter education. A total of 1,098,200 sample ballots have been printed and dispatched. Spokesperson Bhattarai also confirmed that the ballot paper printing for the first-past-the-post election in Humla, Kalikot, Jumla, Mugu and Dolpa districts has been completed, while printing for the other districts is progressing gradually. The commission plans to dispatch ballot papers to all 165 constituencies between February 8 and 17. In addition, printing of more than 20 million ballot papers for the proportional representation system has already been completed. In the meantime, Public Service Broadcasting, PSB Nepal, has issued the Election Code of Conduct 2082 ahead of the upcoming polls. The code, approved by its board of directors, applies to all PSB platforms and staff, requires election coverage to be impartial, neutral, accurate and balanced, prohibiting speculative reporting, forecast and content favoring any party or candidate. PSB Nepal has reaffirmed its commitment to fair and dignified election coverage and called on all to comply with the code. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has said that removing Nepal from the Financial Action Task Force or FATF grey list is a shared responsibility of all state institutions and stakeholders. Speaking at a program marking National Anti-Money Laundering Day yesterday, the minister said Nepal aims to complete all required reform measures within a year to lay a strong foundation for exiting the grey list. Furthermore, Minister Khanal clarified that the ceiling on cash transactions will not be raised despite concerns from the private sector. Also addressing the programme, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Anil Kumar Sinha said the current situation presents an opportunity for self-assessment and reform, and confirmed that an action plan has been prepared to remove Nepal from the grey list within the next year through collective efforts. Minister for Foreign Affairs Balananda Sarma has said that the government's top priority is to ensure that the upcoming election is conducted in a free, fair and fearless manner. While inspecting polling stations along the Indo-Nepal border in Mohottari district yesterday, Minister Sarma stressed that a credible election is essential for national stability and the strengthening of democracy, calling on security agencies to work in close coordination and further strengthen security arrangements. During the visit, Chief District Officer of Mohottari briefed the Minister on security arrangements, noting that a total of 536 polling centres have been set up across 258 polling sites in all four constituencies of the district for the upcoming House election. Farmers across the country have expressed happiness following the arrival of winter rains and snowfall after a prolonged dry spell, saying the weather is highly beneficial for winter crops and soil fertility. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, a low-pressure system brought sporadic to moderate rainfall to most parts of Sudurpashim, Koraili, Lumbini and Gandaki province, while snowfall occurred in many high hilly and mountainous regions. Deputy Director General of the Department of Agriculture, Rajendra Koirala, expects enhanced production of food and cash crops, including apples, boosting agricultural output in the coming season. While farmers are welcoming the snowfall, the Mithil Highway has been completely blocked due to heavy snowfall at Baglong Rukum East border. Similarly, vehicular movement along the Narayanagar Butwal road section has also been disrupted due to muddy and slippery conditions, with one-way traffic in operation. Meteorologist Barun Podil said the weather system is gradually moving eastward and weakening, adding that cold conditions are expected to intensify over the next few days, with partial cloud cover in the high hills and mountains and fog likely in the Tarai region. The second National Cooperative Youths and Technology Conference concluded yesterday with the issuance of a six-point declaration. Organized by the National Cooperatives Federation of Nepal with support from the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, the two-day conference focused on empowering youth and modernizing the cooperative sector through technology. During the conference, thematic experts and stakeholders held group discussions on the role of youths and technology in transforming the cooperative sector. Norwegian Ambassador to Nepal, Danny Mios, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Susila Karki at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singadarbar yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides discussed matters of mutual interest and the overall well-being of the people of Nepal and Norway, expressing a desire to deepen collaboration and maintain close diplomatic engagements in the days ahead. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions are mounting in the Middle East as the United States and Iran exchange warnings over Tehran's nuclear program. U.S. President Donald Trump has said time is running out for Iran to negotiate a nuclear deal, while a large U.S. naval fleet has been deployed to the Gulf. Trump called on Iran to return to talks and ensure the country does not develop nuclear weapons. Iran has responded that its nuclear program is peaceful and that its armed forces are ready to respond to any aggression. Tehran also emphasized that the negotiations should take place without any threats or coercion. The military buildup comes amid concerns over a crackdown on anti-government protests in Iran, which human rights groups say has resulted in significant casualties. Analysts warn that while the situation remains tense, behind the scenes diplomatic efforts are continuing to avoid escalation. Now the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and likely to remain mainly fair elsewhere today. There is a possibility of light snow or rainfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Furthermore, fog and mist are likely to prevail in many places in the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of the westerly low pressure system over the country at present, and temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 4 to 6 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission to use local materials for March 5 House election. Over 1 million sample ballots distributed to districts for voter education. Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal says Nepal aims to exit FATF grey list within a year through collective reform efforts. Winter rains and snowfall bring relief to farmers, boost in food and cash crop production expected. And U.S. and Iran exchange warnings as U.S. naval forces arrive in region. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.